Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, July 13th, 2016, and this is episode 171 of The Big Show. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening each week. I really do appreciate it. Well, I want to talk about a topic near and dear to my heart, and I think to yours too. I want to build on something we've been talking about for a while and lay out for you sort of a rough draft of what I consider the digital strategy playbook, the new digital strategy playbook, and how you have to think about digital for your brand and your business as you go forward. Now, I suspect this is going to be part one of a recurring series over the next few weeks, but we'll see how it goes, and if you like it, I'll go ahead and build on it in the next couple of weeks. Now, you have heard me say before that today, content is king, context is queen, and data is the crown jewels. And if I do say so, that's a pretty memorable, sort of pithy, clever way of getting your head around what's happening today. But it also begs the question, what does that really mean? What are we really talking about? What am I really talking about when I say content is king, context is queen, and data is the crown jewels? And how do those feed into the new digital strategy playbook? I mean, what brings those together? And I thought it made sense to sort of break those down a little bit at a piece, you know, one piece at a time, talk about them in a little bit of detail, and then talk about how you tie that together for your brand and your business. So when I talk about content is king, what I really mean is that you need to have a good story to tell. Now, why is that? Well, it's because your customers have questions that need answering. They're out there all day, every day, using mobile, using tablets, using wearables to some degree, possibly as we go forward using VR, definitely as we go forward interacting with AI, with artificial intelligence. And they're looking for the answers to the questions that they have about the products and services that they need. Ideally, you want those to be yours. Because when they're not, they're going to turn to whatever information they can find, which certainly will include your competitors. It also will include things like ratings and review sites and your ability to engage in the dialogue, your ability to control in any way that you can the story and the messaging around your brand immediately gets a lot harder. I love telling the story, I know I've told it before, about priceofweed.com, which is a site that marijuana users have put together that talks about the quality ratings, the prices you can expect to pay, and the social and legal acceptance in given jurisdictions. And remember, this is a product that isn't legal most places yet. Also remember that the folks who are creating that content are probably high at the time. I mean, this is not the group you want telling your brand story, right? So you need to think about how can we actually have a better voice in the story? And to do that, you have to have a good story to tell. Even more importantly, it needs to be a story others will want to tell on your behalf. And I'm going to explain why in just a moment. Now, obviously, I've said content is king and context is queen. Why context is queen? Well, content is about answering your customer questions. Context is about answering the right question at the time that it's needed and in a way that's most helpful to your customer at that specific moment. Clearly, one of the best ways to do that is personalization, which we'll come back to in just another moment, but this all comes back to being helpful to your customer in a way that they need it at the time that they need it. Now, why is that important? Well, according to data that Clix put out there, 78% of surveyed customers told Yahoo that they want some degree of personalization, with about two-thirds preferring some mix of algorithmic, machine-generated, and some mix of curated content. They give case studies of folks like automaker Land Rover, who has seen 50% increases in brand awareness, 53% lift in purchase intent by people using personalized content. eMarketer has data that says that almost 75% of customers say that a bad experience leaves them either unlikely or highly unlikely to purchase again, with almost two-thirds saying that they would purchase again if they had a positive experience. Now, how can you provide a positive experience if you don't know what your customers want or need? Personalization alone clearly isn't the whole game when we talk about experience. Lots of things come into play, but it is a significant part of it. If you can actually meet your customers where they are, as I just talked about with that Yahoo data, answer their questions in a way that's really connected to their needs at that moment, really relevant to them at that moment, you have a much better chance of actually closing the sale. Now, content is king and context is queen, but we really can't talk about context without data, without a certain amount of data that helps us understand that customer, that helps them understand the content that matters to them and the context in which they're living. And that's why data is the crown jewels. It helps you personalize the experience and improve the experience. But it also helps you connect directly with the folks who are going to help you tell your story. If you don't have data, you cannot accurately and actively connect with customers where they are. And that's important because it's getting harder and harder to do just that. Now, we all know the stories about folks like Facebook clamping down on its algorithm. Instagram is doing the same thing too. Google, for years, keeps making it harder and harder to rank in search engines by gaming the system. And it's pretty safe to assume that Snapchat and others will too. And there's a reason why this is. There's not just a reason why this is. It's a fundamental truth of digital. It's a fundamental truth of the internet. Ben Thompson at Stratechery talks about this idea of aggregation theory. Because of network effects, meaning I'm on Facebook because my friends are on Facebook, and my friends are on Facebook because I and their other friends are on Facebook, the more people who are on it, the more you need to be on it. Once you get those network effects in place, it becomes very hard for those companies to do anything other than succeed. They're where the audience is. And the result of that reality, the winner takes the spoils. They get all the spoils. And as a result, whether it's Google or Facebook or Snapchat or whomever is next, they have to grow their audience to succeed. And to do that, they have to do what's right for their audience. Not their advertisers, mind you, their audience. And audiences have been pretty clear that they don't want crap cluttering up their feeds. Now, to be fair, ads aren't crap if they're relevant, or, you know, to use another word, personalized, because remember, context is queen. But that means you're going to have to either create better, more targeted content, which, by the way, is more expensive, or pay more to reach a wider audience, which is also more expensive. No one who can actually get in front of an audience on your behalf can fight the fundamental truth that is aggregation theory. Simply to exist, they need to make sure they're doing what's right for their customer. And what's doing right for their customer, what is the right thing to do for their customer, isn't always the right thing for you. And so it becomes so critical to make sure that you have great data and use that data to get other people to tell your story. Now, I know I've said content is king and you must have a story worth telling. I've said context is queen, so you need to make it relevant and personalized. And that data is the crown jewels so that you can power your personalization efforts plus identify your best storytellers. That is stage one, part one of the new digital strategy playbook. We have to have those pieces in place if we're going to connect meaningfully with our audience and if we're going to engage our audience and encourage our audience and enlist our audience in helping tell our story on our behalf to their friends and family and fans and followers on social networks. That's the only way you can be assured to succeed as you go forward. It's only one piece. And looking at the clock on the wall, we're getting a little late for the day. We're getting a little long on this episode. So I'm going to follow up on this more next week. But keep in mind, that's the new digital strategy playbook, part one. And it's a playbook you have to follow if you hope to succeed with digital. Now, as I said, we are getting a little long here today. So with that, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And I want to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all our past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that is timpeter.com/podcast. And while you're there, you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there. You can also subscribe in iTunes or the Google Play Music Store or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or plain old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. And while you're on those sites, while you're on iTunes or Google Play or Stitcher Radio, please feel free to give us a rating while you're there. I would really appreciate it. You can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates, on Twitter using the handle at TCPeter, and of course you can email me by sending an email to podcast@TimPeter.com. Again, that's podcast@TimPeter.com. With that, I want to say thanks again. I do appreciate you tuning in. I hope you have a great week ahead, a fantastic weekend. And I look forward to talking with you again with part two of the new digital strategy playbook on Thinks Out Loud next week. Until then, take care, everybody.